The Los Angeles Dodgers may have saved their season last night. They scored 11 first-inning runs on their way to a 15-3 win over the Atlanta Braves in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. The Braves had won the first two games. Mike Pesca is sports analyst for Here and Now, and he hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And Mike, teams don't generally come back when they lose the first three games of a best-of-seven series. This was a huge win for the Dodgers, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you say they generally don't do it, it's only happened once in the history of baseball, which okay. is, you know, a centuries-long yes. history, right? And Red Sox and Yankees fans will remember that from 2004. So this is a do-or-die game, and I think the Dodgers just said, let's not even create a lot of doubt. 11 runs in the first inning. We'll be playing a few more games.
The Braves and the Dodgers are playing in Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, and there were actually fans in the stands. How's that working?
Well, I don't know how it's working because, you know, the other series, so what baseball did is the first round of the playoffs, teams played in their own parks, but now they're bubbling so that the teams are playing all their games in either California or Texas. And the American League series is in California. Now, in Texas, such similar states and yet different rules, because in the California series, in the American League, there aren't fans in the stands. I'm just looking at the latest statistics. Mm-hmm. In Texas, 847,000 cases reported, 5,000 new cases yesterday. California, 867,000 cases total reported, and 3,000 yesterday. So there's mm-hmm. California dealing better with the virus, a more populous state, the two most populous states. But it's California that is banning fans, not Texas, which tells me that there's a lot of politics and political decisions mm-hmm. going into this.
Yeah. Okay, something else. The Tampa Bay Rays lead the Houston Astros 3-1 in the American League Championship Series. Now, there aren't any fans in those games, which are being right. played in San right. Diego, because, of course, as you just mentioned, California has more COVID restrictions than Texas. But what's jumping out to you from this series?
Well, this is a series. If coming into this season or coming into this truncated season, you would say that the Astros are one of the best teams, but they were, of course, involved or perpetuated this cheating scandal. Though, if you look at the regular season record, they actually wound up a losing team. A lot of teams were able to make the postseason, even with winning records. They're a much better team than their record indicates. But I think they must be a much more loathed team than we even knew, because yesterday. Mm-hmm. During the Amy Coney Barrett hearings, Ben yeah. Sass of Nebraska, not a Rays fan, took the time to call the Houston Astros cheaters. He called out the two Texas senators by name, and he used it to phrase a question about cheating in sports and cheating in the law. But the fact that this is seen as such a political winner that even a Nebraska senator can beat up on the Astros and everyone will nod and say, oh, yeah, those dastardly Astros, that tells me something.
We've also been talking to you about COVID-19 and football, and the NFL yeah. has had a couple of games postponed because of positive COVID-19 cases. How is the league responding to that?
It's so hard for the NFL to bubble. There are so many, there are hundreds of people associated with football teams between staff and players. So I would say they're doing the best they can. And when there are positive tests, one test, they sort of hold their fire. But if there are more than one positive test, they close down facilities. So we just saw the Tennessee Titans go through this for a couple of weeks, and they played a Tuesday night football game, which is not a thing that happens except under extraordinary circumstances. Now the Atlanta Falcons have had a couple of positive tests and their facility is closed down. So there's this massive rejiggering of the schedule. It's extremely imperfect, but I would say given the circumstances, the league is responding, at least in terms of scheduling and enforcing of rules, as best they can.
But then there's also college football, where two dozen games have already been canceled because of coronavirus. What do you think the rest of the season holds for college football?
It's going to be jumbled. And Nick Saban, the coach of Alabama, you know, the most successful coach in college football, he has been diagnosed as COVID positive. So SEC, they've canceled the University of Florida game. They're going to be scheduling that game between two juggernauts, Florida and Louisiana State, for December, a week before the conference title game. Again, it is a tough thing because they're playing college football, you know, the South sport and America's sport in some ways in America and in regions that are experiencing what the demographers and the experts are describing as perhaps a third COVID spike. There's no good way to do this.
Yeah, I have less than a minute with you, but I wanted to know if you had any thoughts about the great ball players who have passed away this year, including Joe Morgan, the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Famer this week.
Yeah, we've lost Whitey Ford and Bob Gibson and Lou Brock and Tom Seaver and Al Kaline, Hall of Famers, and just even, you know, top tier Hall of Famers, all of them. Mm-hmm. And I have to wonder, most of these deaths, in fact, none of them have been attributed to COVID, but I have to wonder if that plays a role. It is nice, though, to be able to reflect on the greatness they gave us during their lives.
Yes, Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. As always, thank you.
You're welcome.